Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. It's this weekend, Texas, Oklahoma. Maybe not the impactful game that Longhorns fans were hoping for after a couple losses this season to Ohio State and now Florida, but still a huge game nonetheless. We will preview it with James Hale, the longtime journalist on the Sooners beat. Have you seen this story, this headline from the New York Times that has blown up Twitter regarding Arch Manning? It has united fans across college football. This is one of the most offensive and blatant rage bait headlines I've ever read. From The Athletic, many people are having a bad year in college football, but Arch Manning is having one of the worst. The quarterback has gone from preseason Heisman Trophy favorite and projected number one draft pick to a man synonymous with failure. The headline on the article says it's Arch Manning college football's first flop, which I find ridiculous. And it's not just me. Obviously, I'm a Texas fan, but I've seen Sooners. I've seen Aggies. Josh Pate was tweeting about this. Across the board, everyone is saying this is ridiculous. A flop and synonymous with failure, because a kid who has started five games this season, who is less than a year into his first season as a starter at Texas, is synonymous with failure. Like, what in the hell are you guys talking about? Even if you don't like Texas, a lot of people hate Texas, there's no way you can justify this headline. He hasn't been Heisman Trophy-esque, not close. He hasn't been a flop. He's been very mid. He hasn't met expectations. And guess what? Those expectations were put on him by us, by the media. Arch himself has said, I haven't done anything. For them to come out and to throw out a headline this egregious is a slap in the face to anyone who watches college football. And it's very mean-spirited, frankly, towards Arch.
It just feels premature to me, right? Like, the season's not over. Like, we were just talking about this in one of our previous segments, how people are so quick to come to conclusions. You know what? Halftime. The game's not over. Like, what if people were writing the headline on the Yankees and Blue Jays series saying, oh, it's time to go to Cancun for the Yankees. Aaron Boone's done. Let's wait and let things play out. Like, we see this in sports all the time, where people come back and they, you know, put together a great second half of the season, a second half of a football game. So maybe it looks like that now, even though I don't think he's synonymous with failure.
That's
like, that's not the first person I think of. It's like, you say the word failure and I tell you the word I think of. Arch Manning. No, I don't think that. Like, I feel like he has not lived up to the hype.
No.
And it's certainly been an upsetting season so far for Texas, but there is still a season left. And we have seen teams, you know, have great comebacks. This with, what was it, Florida last year, where it looks like Billy Napier should, you know, list his house for sale. And they win all these games in a row. And I'm not saying that, you know, that was a storybook season. I am just saying, let's let his career unfold just a little bit longer before we label him a huge flop.
Yeah, there's also a massive difference between disappointing, not living up to the hype, and synonymous with failure. Like, that is such an offensive line. Do you know how many studs have come out of high school, played maybe a down or two of college football, transferred, never gone anywhere, never done anything? And also, it ignores any and all context, which is he's playing behind a makeshift offensive line, which is almost entirely new and not that good. Like, watch the game tape. Arch will look really good and make some incredible pro throws and then, you know, miss guys who are wide open down the field and just stare down his first option or his first read. So I just, that's been all over my timeline, of course, because I follow a ton of Texas people. But the one tweet that got to me was, who knew that this article about Arch Manning would unite everyone in college football? Like, everyone is saying this is ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. And I can't believe it came from The Athletic, or maybe I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, I think it's upsetting because, like, this is the firestorm that the media created.
Yeah.
Like, this media hype storm that surrounded Arch Manning was not his own doing. Like, it's not his own fault. But again, going back to, like, premature labeling thing. Like, look at some of these quarterbacks at their first stops.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Burrow wasn't even the starter at Ohio State. He goes to LSU and is one of the best college football quarterbacks we've ever seen. Look at Bo Nix. People were hugely disappointed with Bo Nix at Auburn because his dad was the quarterback at Auburn. He had this legacy. Maybe not the legacy as, you know, the Mannings, but still a big legacy in Auburn. And then he goes to Oregon and shows
right.
up. And now he's in the NFL with the Broncos. So, like, let's let his career pan out before we say, oh, he's a huge flop. The guy
yeah.
just started his career.
He just started. I mean, my timeline is flooded here. And I think the biggest point is, like you were saying, look, it just started. It
yeah.
just started. And even if you look at draft experts and what they'll say is, okay, he's not close to being ready to be drafted next year. He's definitely a player who needs another year of seasoning. Does he show pro potential? Yes, he does. Does he still make pro throws? Yes, but he's not ready. So these are NFL pundits, guys who do this for a living, saying, no, he has the NFL potential, but it has to develop, and you see that all the time in college football. And also, he's from a smaller school in New Orleans, so when you have such a ramp up in competition, and again, with an offense that has struggled to do anything, even on the ground, it's probably going to take longer than normal. I think that's what we're seeing here. It doesn't mean that Arch Manning is going to be a superstar. It doesn't mean that. He might not. But saying he's synonymous with failure is, I can't imagine how stupid you have to be, or you're just intentionally rage baiting, and neither one of those answers is good.
Well, that's the problem is, like, companies know exactly what they're doing, and I think they want to rage bait because they know they're going to get engagement, and that is the sad state of journalism that we are in. But, Jenks, to spin this forward, do you think this is good enough bulletin board material for Texas to keep it close with Oklahoma this week?
I think Texas is the right side. Right now, Texas is laying 2.5. And, you know, I think PJ nailed this, and I think PJ is a very astute bettor, particularly when it comes to football, and he jumped on this immediately, and this is a perfect buy-low spot on Texas. I think the key, though, is not Arch. I think all the focus will be on Arch, and we will hear about a revenge factor. A revenge factor is not going to help that offensive line, which cannot move anyone. Texas can't run the ball. They can't move anyone off the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line of scrimmage, which means they've got to have Arch play hero ball, and he's not ready for that. That's hard enough to do in college football. He's just He's not ready for that. And he had to do it against Florida and actually was not bad. Like, at the end of that game, there wasn't some good clock management. Arch kind of willed them back into that game despite the fact that the offense was so bad. But he's not ready to do that, and especially not ready to do that against this Oklahoma defense. So I don't know how much revenge will play a factor. What I do know is the Texas defense was not prepared for how aggressive Florida was. They underestimated how good Florida is. And here's the thing. Florida may not be a good football team, but the talent's there, which is why the boosters are up in arms. They've recruited really well, so they have the talent. Texas wasn't ready for that. I don't expect a repeat performance from the Texas defense in this game. So I think the Texas defense will come to play. And so the question is, can they keep Oklahoma at bay and generate enough points with a very mediocre offense? I think they can. This is a really good buy-low spot on Texas. And also, is John Mateer going to play? Like, that's the real question. And I've gone back and forth here. Let me tell you something about the Sooners. The same reason why James Hale isn't here. I'll tell you one thing, they do another. He didn't show up today. All right, James. We'll give you a mulligan here. We'll show up. Nope, not going to be there. John Mateer's going to play. Oh, maybe he won't. Like, this is all the gamesmanship that goes into Texas and Oklahoma. I cannot tell you, Chelsea, how many times over the years a guy will be injured and we hear, out 6 weeks, and then what do you know? 2 weeks earlier than scheduled, someone suits up and they play. So one of two things is going on here. Either John Mateer is going to play and Oklahoma is gearing everyone up for him returning and being huge in this game. I sort of thought that initially. I actually don't think he's healthy the more I read about this. I think what's happening is Oklahoma is putting it out there. Mateer's going to play, and maybe he'll play a little. I don't think he's ready, and I think they want Texas preparing for John Mateer, and then Michael Hawkins Jr. starts the game and plays the majority of the game. They're trying to throw off the Longhorns. This is all gamesmanship.
Well, and why would they not use that to their advantage?
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal. Something that you can use against your opponent. But what do you think this line is saying? Because honestly, Jenks, I was kind of surprised to see that Texas was favoring this game.
Me too.
Feel like it's the odds makers saying that John Mateer is not going to play. That or something we're not seeing. Because take the two names off of this game. And usually when there is a home team favored against a top 10 team, a big red flag should be popping up in your head. Because usually the odds makers are right in these situations. I will say, from a cautious standpoint, I feel like I personally need to see it from Texas first, because you sold me on Texas against Florida, and I totally bought it, and I do get it, but I think I need to see it. But strictly from a logic standpoint, usually in these cases where the home team is favored and they are unranked and the other team is in the top 10, usually I will take the odds maker side as opposed to the people who do the AP rankings.
1,000%. This line wants you, sports books want you to bet on Oklahoma here. They want you to bet on Oklahoma.
Right.
Everyone saw what happened with Texas and Florida. Okay, it was a big story last week because it was a massive upset. Texas should have won that game, but they didn't. They got outplayed. Credit to the Gators. But Vegas is saying, look at this. Oklahoma is a dog. Oklahoma is a dog. Go ahead. So I think Texas is the right side because of that. Now, I'm not going to bet it personally. The one thing I've learned about this rivalry over the years, and it's really hard to understand unless you sort of live it or you've experienced it, is that Oklahoma hates Texas more than Texas hates Oklahoma. Like, I can't stand Oklahoma. Oklahoma sucks. OU sucks. We cheer it at every game. But the Sooners are like singularly focused on Texas because it's all, what's in Oklahoma? Nothing. The Thunder and the Sooners. Okay? That's all they got. There's a reason why every single game that Oklahoma plays, when you see an Oklahoma fan, they're playing UAB. What are they doing? Horns down. Like, they are singularly obsessed with beating Texas. And that means that Oklahoma generally comes out with its hair on fire. They come out and they play at an intensity that sometimes it's hard for Texas to match. Like, Mac Brown used to say this, and it used to drive me through the roof. He'd be like, you got to survive the surge. Like, survive this, be the surge. Like, he would be like, survive the surge. Like, Oklahoma's going to come out. They're going to be intense. We got to survive the surge. I'm like, be the surge. Be the aggressor. Like, you're already telling your team they're going to come out more intense than you. You just got to survive it. You got to put up with it. And I was like, that's the wrong message to send, which is why, oh, my God, this is, I'm having, like, PTSD. Texas would go to the Cotton Bowl and get its ass whipped on a couple of occasions, like, destroyed. But the point is, Texas has to match that intensity. So that's why the first quarter or so, first 10 minutes of the game are crucial. Because if the Sooners get off to a hot start, Texas is in trouble. If Texas holds its ground and plays good defense, Texas, I think, wins this game.
They need a motivational speech from Beth Dutton from Yellowstone where she says, you are the trailer park, I am the tornado. Like, that's the mentality that they need to have.
Yeah.
It does fit since they're in the Midwest. But Jenks, the total in this game, because I was like, okay, I believe in both of these defenses, but the total is 42.5, I believe. Is
Whoa.
That bettable?
Yeah.
It might be too low.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if Mateer's going to play. I mean, that's the real key here, but Vegas has to know, right? So I feel like Texas is favored for a reason here. Texas cannot run the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball. And that Oklahoma defense is really good, like very, very good. And then conversely, the Texas defense is really good. And do you really trust Michael Hawkins Jr. to throw the ball against this Texas defense? I don't know if Oklahoma can run it. So this could definitely be a low-scoring rock fight. This could be a 2017 game in Dallas.
Ah, I hate playing totals this low in college football.
I do, too.
Just because it feels like there is more chaos. Like, you know, there could be more big plays. There could be, like, a defensive touchdown. I don't know. But I will say this. With everything you've told me about Oklahoma, you know they've got to be pushing Mateer to play. Like, this is a game that the boosters care about. This is where college is different than the pros. They absolutely want this game so bad. They will give him whatever drug he needs.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, with everything you've told me about Oklahoma, I never want to move there. And I'd be like, yeah.
I wasn't going to.
You went in a different direction. Coming next on the show, got baseball and hockey on the schedule tonight. A little stick and puck, but we'll tell you where we are putting our money. Plus, the Donkster has a big announcement. All right, that's next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.